Chapter 20. I sat in my laboratory. The sun had set, the moon was rising from the sea. It was too dim for work. Idleness led me to reflection. 3 years before, I had created a fiend. My new creation might be more terrible than her mate, and delight in murder and wretchedness. He had sworn to quit mankind, and hide in deserts, but she had not. She, who was to think and reason, might refuse exile. They might hate each other. She might turn away with disgust from him. And what of children? A race of devils, to make man full of terror. Would I inflict a curse on generations? Now, for the first time, I could see the wickedness of my promise. The monster stood at my door. A ghastly grin wrinkled his lips. He came to claim his woman. His face expressed malice and treachery. Trembling with passion, I tore to pieces the thing. With a howl of devilish despair and revenge, he withdrew. Several hours passed. I remained near my window gazing on the sea. It was still, the winds were hushed, all nature reposed under the quiet moon. A paddling of oars. Near shore. A person landed a boat close by. I heard footsteps along the passage. The door opened, and the wretch whom I dreaded appeared. You have destroyed the work which you began. What do you intend? Do you dare to break your promise? I have endured incalculable fatigue, cold, and hunger. Do you dare destroy my hopes? Shall I, in cold blood, set loose a demon, whose delight is in death and wretchedness? Go away. Shall each man find a wife, and each beast a mate, and I be alone? I shall be with you on your wedding night. Villain, before you sign my death warrant, be sure you are yourself safe. In a few moments I saw him in his boat, which shot across the waters, and was lost amidst the waves. I left the house, and walked the beach, an insuperable barrier between me and my fellow creatures. At daybreak, I summoned courage to unlock the laboratory. The remains of the half-finished creature, whom I had destroyed, lay scattered on the floor. I felt as if I had mangled a human being. I entered the chamber, put her remains in a basket with a quantity of stones, and decided to throw them into the sea that night. Between 2 and 3 in the morning, the moon rose. Putting my basket aboard a skiff, I sailed 4 miles from shore. A few boats were returning to land, but I sailed away from them. I felt I was about to commit a crime. At one time the moon was shrouded by a thick cloud. I cast my basket into the sea, and listened to the gurgling as it sank, then sailed away from the spot.